He is Toronto Maple Leafs winger Zach Hyman. And this Monday, the Litwin Foundation will host the second annual Zach Hyman Celebrity Golf Classic. It's at Oakdale Golf and Country Club right here in Toronto. It's a one-day tournament which supports several youth charities, including Sick Kids Hospital Foundation, Right to Play Canada, and the UJA Federation of Toronto. Over $300,000 has been raised thus far. That number is growing. For event details, head to ZachHyman.com. So we've got a guy who's important enough to have his own website. Zach, thanks for jumping in today. How you doing? How's the summer been? I would imagine it's been a little different for you because the routine may be different as you rehab an injury.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It has been different. It's been busy. I also got married, so
congrats.
That was busy as well. That was awesome. Thank you. And rehab's been going well. It hasn't really been much of an off season. It's been in the gym more than I have in past years, because you have to be in there and making sure that you get things right to be as ready as possible when the season starts.
Zach, right now you're at the Fortnite World Cup, which blows my mind. You never struck me as a guy who is super into video games, and maybe that's something I just didn't know about your off-ice interest. So I was wondering if you could describe what the video game culture is like for professional hockey players, because we saw this past season the Canucks almost banned it because they thought their players were playing it too much. So when you're in the hotels or you're at home, what is it like? Are players playing a lot of video games in their downtime?
I think a lot of guys do it as a way to escape and release some of the pressure that you feel when you're playing hockey. I think that you're in such a pressurized environment where sometimes you need to get away, and video games is a good outlet for guys. And I think that there's a fine line of playing it to get away and playing it too much, and it kind of consumes your life. But for hockey players, for the guys on our team, it's great for us. We play, we bond, we go on the headset and start talking to your buddies all night. And I'm not just talking about gaming stuff, talking about everything. But it's really cool. And then being here and being at the Fortnite World Cup in New York is a surreal experience. I feel like an old man here. I'm 27, and young kids are out here, and they're competing for $30 million, which is pretty insane. So this whole weekend is going to be wild, and it's going to change a bunch of kids' lives, and that's really cool to be a part of.
The way video games and their players have kind of banded together to make huge tournaments like this is kind of like an I told you so for older generations who are like, you're wasting your time. All you do is play video games. And it's like, yeah, well, Dad, I'm about to quadruple your like lifetime income if I'm good at this one game one time.
For sure. It's cool, and it's cool seeing supportive parents that are here. We just had a team dinner with our guys, and one of the players' dads is from London, and one of the players' dads came in and had dinner with us, and it reminded me of when I would go on hockey road trips as a kid, and my parents would come with me to these tournaments. Obviously, I wasn't playing for $30 million, but having that support from your parents and seeing parents support their kids now, and whether they choose video games or whatever, video games is now a viable option for a career experience that would have sounded 10 years ago, maybe. It's more than a viable option, and I guess parents are recognizing that and supporting their kids.
With Zach Hyman of the Toronto Maple Leafs, it's the starting lineup, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Just to circle back to your ACL, Zach, are you happy with where you're at, everything on schedule from your perspective in terms of your rehab?
Yeah, I am. It was a tough couple weeks in the beginning. I didn't realize how debilitating an ACL surgery was. But getting past that and getting out of the woods and getting back in the gym and doing rehab and really seeing progress is exciting. And it's different because you got to retrain the way your body moves, and you got to kind of fine-tune things. So I'm excited to get back out there, and it's still a long way away. I'm only 3 months out from surgery, so excited to be ready when I'm ready and just keep going and keep practicing and getting better. But I'm excited. I'm happy with where things are at right now.
Zach, I'm fascinated about this. Once the injury is suffered and you continue to play, with that injury, is it stability? Is it pain tolerance? What did you go through night in and night out through the Boston series in terms of assessing whether you could continue to go?
Yeah, it was, I didn't know I tore my ACL. Nobody knew. I was really asymptomatic where I didn't swell up. I didn't blow up like a beach ball. There was just pain, and I thought I hyperextended it. So first game I tried without a brace, and it was fine, but we ended up putting a brace on for 5, 6, and 7, and it was just pain tolerance, and I didn't think that, you know, I thought I could manage the pain, and I thought I could skate pretty well, so, and then we were going to get an MRI after the series was done, because and I want to get one done during the series. We were so busy, we played every other day, and it felt fine, and I was walking, and whatnot, and then when we heard the news, it was kind of surprising that it was torn, but it is what it is, and then we got the surgery done, and then that's kind of when, right after, literally 2 days after season ended, I was on the table and then rehabbing, so.
Do you have an expectation or at least a goal for when you'll be back playing an NHL hockey game?
Yeah, I do, but I got to stick within the boundaries of
Zach, you can say it. You can say it.
I don't want to give anybody a date and then it not be that date, but I have a date in mind, and it's got to be approved by the medical team first. But it's always good to have a goal to strive for, and it motivates you more. And whether that's attainable or not, we'll see, and you know, just go from there.
So speaking of goals and trying to attain them, I mean, I would imagine that it's been quite frustrating over the last 3 seasons to have good regular seasons, make the postseason, and then unfortunately be able to not be able to advance past the first round. What is the feeling this year when you guys are up against Boston in the series, you end up not being able to pull it off, and is it frustration? Is it at this point defiance, like we should be here? What is it at that point when you've kind of suffered the same results for 3 consecutive years?
Yeah, it's frustration for sure. You know, they're obviously a good team. They made it all the way to the finals. We were right there with them. I mean, we had that series that was probably the most frustrating part. Is we've been that series for the majority of it. We're really in control until the end, I guess. So that's where it's frustrating, because you kind of have to slip away. But then, you know, you take time and you reset, and every year your team is different, and you have a new team, and I think everybody's chomping at it to get back at it again, and we're close, and I think everybody sees that with the way the league is structured, anybody can win. You just have to, you know, put yourself in a position to be in the playoffs and be in a place, and hopefully have home ice advantage going into the playoffs. But our division's tough, and everybody knows that, and we're going to do our best to get there, and nobody's satisfied with losing the first round, but I can tell you that for sure.
Zach, good luck at the Fortnite World Cup. We look forward to getting you back into the city, and have a great day on Monday. Very worthy charitable endeavor you're undertaking.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Zach Hyman of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and a reminder, this Monday, the Litwin Foundation hosts the second annual Zach Hyman Celebrity Golf Classic. It's at Oakdale Golf and Country Club right here in Toronto. It's a one-day tournament. Several youth charities supported. That includes the Sick Kids Hospital Foundation, Right to Play Canada, and the UJA Federation of Toronto. So far, more than $300,000 has been raised. The number will grow. For event details, you can check Zach's website, zachhyman.com.